This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. A ship with Gaza aid is preparing to inaugurate a sea route from Cyprus to the war-ravaged strip. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Speaking from Larnaca in Cyprus, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen told reporters,
"Despite all the challenges, and this is truly inspiring, we are now very close to the opening of the corridor."
The launch of the new sea route is a sign of the international community's increasing frustration with the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. It also showed a new international willingness to work around Israeli restrictions. A ship belonging to Spain's Open Arms will make a pilot voyage to test the sea corridor. Open Arms founder Oscar Camps told the AP,
"No,
we're not concerned at all about security. We're concerned about the security and lives of the people who are in Gaza, who have neither food nor medicine to treat chronic pathologies." Israel said it welcomed the maritime corridor, but cautioned it would also need security checks. I'm Karen Shamas.
The Senate has approved a $460 billion package of spending bills in time to meet a midnight deadline for avoiding a shutdown of many key federal agencies. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The vote gets lawmakers about halfway home in wrapping up their appropriations work for this budget year. The bill now goes to President Joe Biden to be signed into law. Meanwhile, lawmakers are negotiating a second package of six bills, including defense, in an effort to have all federal agencies fully funded by March 22nd. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the first bill's passage will allow agencies to hire more air traffic controllers, give federal firefighters a raise, and boost support for homeless veterans, among other things. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. A program that allows 30,000 migrants from four countries into the U.S. each month has been upheld by a judge. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
U.S. District Judge Drew Tipton says Texas and 20 other states have not shown they suffered financial harm from a humanitarian parole program. Up to a total of 30,000 asylum seekers are allowed into the U.S. each month from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. Eliminating the program would undercut a broader policy that encourages migrants to use the Biden administration's preferred pathways into the U.S. or face stiff consequences. The states, led by Texas, argued the program is forcing them to spend millions on health care, education, and public safety for the migrants. An appeal seems likely. I'm Mike Hempen.
Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar has conceded defeat in the vote over two constitutional amendments that would have broadened the definition of family and removed language about a woman's role at home. Vote tally Saturday showed both referendums failing in a blow to his government. Varadkar had pushed the vote to enshrine gender equality in the Constitution and scheduled the vote on Friday, International Women's Day. Opponents argued that the wording of the changes was poorly thought out, and some voters said they feared changes would lead to unintended consequences. Female representation remains low in U.S. statehouses, particularly Democrats in the South. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
In 10 states, women make up less than 25% of their state legislatures, according to Rutgers Center for American Women in Politics. At the bottom, West Virginia, just 16 women in its 134-member legislature. Kayla Young is a Democratic state delegate there.
When the women aren't in those rooms, it changes everything.
Across the aisle from her, Republican state senator Patricia Rucker.
It is a huge struggle to get our voices heard. And sometimes the reaction from some individuals are they don't think we should.
At the high end in Nevada, women occupy just over 60% of state legislative seats. I'm Julie Walker.
Large NATO drills in the frigid fjords of northern Norway may be just war games meant to hone the skills of the newly expanded 32-nation military alliance in the event of conflict. But for troops taking part, they are very real. With drills underway now, NATO is baring its fangs in its biggest exercises since the Cold War. They send an unmistakable message to Russia that alliance members are ready to defend each other if needed. This week, the AP saw a French Navy frigate track down and, quote, destroy a submarine as part of the drills. No torpedoes were fired, but the exercise shows how soldiers are trained. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.